Thousands protest in the streets of Greece. Christians want to know about the persecuted church, and a radio ministry is making a difference in Latin America without being on the air. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Over 25,000 protesters took to the streets of Athens and Thessaloniki yesterday in a 24-hour civil servant strike. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says Greeks are fed up with the government's response to the debt crisis.
The Greek people understand that they have to make sacrifices, but this has been going on for 2 years now, and they are not seeing any reversal.
Yesterday's strike was over taxes.
The latest round of measures that the Greek government has taken have been to impose an additional tax on Greek households based on the size of the property that the Greek people have. And this extra tax is the sixth one that has been imposed on them in the last year.
The strike was also in response to plans to cut 30,000 public sector jobs. AMG actually has a team landing in Greece today to train pastors. People are open to the gospel in this time of crisis. Pray this will prepare pastors to respond. Next, Gospel for Asia reports the Sikkim, India earthquake has had a devastating blow on their work. GFA team members traveled there for funeral services for the wife of one of their workers and to get a firsthand assessment of the damage. 10 families from the local churches and 2 missionaries families lost their homes. 2 church buildings were completely destroyed while 10 others were damaged. GFA's Compassion Services teams are in action providing physical aid and prayer. Pray many will come to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Barna Research Group reports 74% of Christians in the U.S. want to know about the persecuted church, but less than half of U.S. pastors talk about it. Open Doors USA's One With Them campaign is responding to this need for awareness. Their One With Them wristbands, shaped like barbed wire, are great conversation starters about the persecuted church and why faith in Christ matters. You can get yours at our website. Meanwhile, whatever myths you've heard about Russian adoption, Buckner International's Debbie Wynn says most are untrue. There are over 700,000 orphans in Russia, but they're not all sickly, emotionally stunted, or old. Plus, adoptions go relatively quickly and smooth.
There is a multiple trip system that's required, but in that first trip process, the family actually gets to meet the child and ask additional questions and talk to doctors. They can even consult a second opinion with a doctor outside of an orphanage if the orphanage permits, which most times they do, before they make the decision to adopt the child.
It's more important than ever to set these myths straight because
we have more children be identified for adoption than we have families.
Learn more about spreading Christ's love through adoption in Russia on our website.
Once this child becomes available for international adoption, it's really their last hope to be in a family.
And a Christian radio ministry in Latin America is having an impact on lives in areas where they're not even on the air. Spanish World Ministries Daniel Sandoval says in Chochis, Bolivia, all of the evangelical churches were closed. Without local church support, they couldn't put SWM on the air. Sandoval says a local believer decided to use Spanish World in another way.
This man decided to evangelize going house to house. And although he has not formal theological training, he asked our missionary if he will supply him with several CDs. The Bible teaching of each program helped him to be better equipped to share the good news of salvation.
Sandoval says that story is being repeated by a woman in Cuba.
She has been using them in a women's Bible study and also shared DCDs with other believers in her church.
Spanish World Ministries needs your support to not only provide airtime, but also provide CDs for workers willing to take the gospel to hard-to-reach areas. Go to our website to help. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church? Open Doors USA is offering you a One With Them wristband for you and a friend. The rubber barbed wire-looking wristband will remind you to pray for persecuted believers, but also open up conversations with friends. Get your free One With Them wristband, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.